Hi everyone, you're with Corinne Rayson from The Career Coach on The Wellbeing Project. This week, I'm going to focus on diversity. Our industry is made up of individuals with diverse cultures, beliefs, values, languages, and skin color. I believe that this is something to celebrate. Through diversity, we have untapped resources which will contribute to divergent thinking, creative problem solving, a plethora of skills, and a superior owner or guest experience. Diversity does in fact make for better teams. If we want to see diversity within our industry, we need to show a willingness to put aside our own biases so that we can work with and embrace diversity. Diversity is a form of freedom of expression and can only exist when there is no judgment and where there is a safe space to express ideas and thoughts without fear of being ridiculed or shamed for doing so. Diversity needs to be welcomed within our yachting culture, and this can only occur with a shift in attitude and a joint effort to stamp out any form of discrimination. Studies show that employees of diverse organizations have the highest job satisfaction and retention rates. Working environments that celebrate difference will naturally foster transparency, trust, and respect, which in turn will lead to collaboration and more harmonious working relationships. Now let's get to the punch. I want to talk to you more specifically about diversity in action. If we can understand what it is to behave inclusively, then it will empower you to be part of a powerful yet necessary movement within our industry. We are all here to work towards a common purpose, and that is to create an exceptional experience for yacht owners. In order for us to make that experience exceptional, we need to learn how to work collaboratively together. Firstly, we need to be accountable for our own actions. Ignoring inappropriate behaviors or remarks in the workplace sends the message that you find the actions acceptable. If you are thinking, but what's inappropriate? My best advice to you is that if it doesn't feel right, it normally isn't. If people are colluding or joining in on the unacceptable behavior, it can be even more difficult to speak up. If you find yourself in this position, I would reach out to the person who you feel was being discriminated against and in private, ask them if they are okay. I would also report it to someone of a senior rank, and if you're still not satisfied with the level of support or resolution, I would then take it to management. If you do feel comfortable in apprehending the perpetrator, I would too do this in a private space, not in the crew mess, for example. And also ensure that you're not in a heightened emotional state, as this can create additional tension. In this instance, when you are asserting yourself, simply explain why the situation made you feel uncomfortable and politely ask them to stop the offensive or inappropriate behavior. Although be prepared that the person may not welcome this feedback and may get defensive. That is normal. Whether we realize it or not, discrimination has a real impact on the lives of individuals. So I encourage you to reflect on your own biases and stereotypes and seriously ask yourself whether your behaviors reflect diversity inclusion. So what actions can you take to demonstrate workplace diversity. Inclusion is a proactive process that should involve intentional action throughout the day. As mentioned previously, there are situations that will arise, which allow you to reach out to others within the workplace. Here are a few examples that offer the chance for you to make a more inclusive work environment. So you can invite a conversation in the crew mess with someone you don't normally engage with. You can offer your assistance in a department you don't normally work in. Or make an effort to know your colleagues on a more personal level. Find out their interests outside of work. You can keep notes of birthdays or any meaningful anniversaries, and that will make them feel appreciated and cared for. You must remember there is a life outside of yachting. So many crew miss special events such as weddings, funerals, and births. So it is really important to remember these special events. What you can also do is have a heartfelt onboarding process so that the new crew member feel welcomed into their new crew family. If you're facing a tough issue at work, don't sit on Struggle Street alone. Rather, step into courage and reach out to the crew and ask for their perspectives and ideas. People love sharing their opinion. We all have the right to work in an environment that is free from harassment, bullying, and discrimination. Discrimination happens when you are treated less favorably than others. And it might be because of a personal attribute about you rather than your ability to do the job. Common attributes that people get discriminated against can include the following: race, color, nationality, gender identity, or sexual orientation, as well as age, mental health issues, pregnancy or potential pregnancy, marital status, relationship status, religious affinity. There are a few. So examples of discrimination occurring in the workplace can include job refusal, being dismissed for no plausible reason, denial of training opportunities, not being paid the same as someone doing the same job with the same experience and qualifications, exclusion or isolation by coworkers. This is a common one. Withholding information you need to do your job, being given impossible tasks, being subjected to verbal abuse that is associated with the personal attribute. Now, what is diversity and inclusion and cross-cultural communication training? This training is well overdue within our industry, and it is of utmost importance that we see crew upskill in this area. In layman terms, it is a way of educating crew about how to work with their peers from different backgrounds. Our training that we do specifically at the Crew Coach helps enlighten and broaden people's awareness of difference and how you can use difference to build robust teams who are able to put aside their own unconscious biases and collaborate seamlessly. Our bespoke training includes specific exercises to help crew build skills such as communicating better with crew from diverse backgrounds and challenging the unconscious biases in their decision-making, thereby creating a healthier and happy workplace for all. For more information about this training, please email me at Karine, K-A-R-I-N-E, at thecrewcoach.com. And if you ever have any questions with regards to diversity, inclusion, harassment, bullying, please send me an email or send me a DM on social media. I'm more than happy to provide advice and support you. Okay, everyone, I hope you found that helpful and looking forward to connecting next week. Bye.